Zweite. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'atoybo la'chulin, v'uchzak la'chulin. If you went to the mikvah to become tor for chulin, and that was your kavona to become tor for chulin, say nechnami, you're only tor for chulin, and not for ma'isa sheni, does not help for what you do not have kavona for. So Moses says, Mani maslis, nunuz al Mishnah go like, l'chula rabbonin hi. Our Mishnah goes according to rabbonin shita, t'ishani l'hu, v'chula l'maisa. That there's a difference between the taira of chulin and ma'isa. That ma'isa sheni needs more taira l'chulin. Rashi says, Rabbonani, the pligilad Rab Meir b'chol atoin b'yasmayim divrei sofrim v'yasur b'maisa. And we have before Machlokes. Rab Meir says that ma'isa sheni and chulin do not need taira. They both have the exact same madrega. The Rabbonin said, no, chulin does not need, but ma'isa does need. So according to the Rabbonin, ma'isa sheni has more kedusha than chulin. That's good our Mishnah that says, if you went to the mikvah and you only had in mind to become Torah in order to be able to eat bread, it only helps for chulin and not for ma'isa. Because ma'isa sheni has more kedusha, more chumra than chulin does. So the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. For the Mor Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? Big day Yamoritz. If you have an Amoritz, a person that's not careful about the lochas of Tumah B'Taira. His begod, the many clothing that he has, you should know, medris leprushin. It's medris, it has Tumas medris as if it's an avatumah for a person that's a porush that does wash himself for milchus Tumah B'Taira. Then the Mishnah says, Big Day Prushin, the begotten that even a Porush wears, is also Medrash, has a din ava tumor on it, as if he sat, as if he has zav, or as Rashi says, his wife afraid, his wife, and there was a nida, sat on it, and gave it a tumas Medrash. He should know it's tamel yoch le truma. For kahanim, the one eat truma, since for truma you have to have more zahiris, you have to have more tyro, it's not enough the shmira that a Porush does, therefore a Porush's shmira is not enough for Eichle Truma. So what does the Mishnah skip to? The Mishnah skips from Chulin, from Prushin, from Chulin, straight to Truma. The Mishnah skips the stage of Ma'isa Sheni. There's the Churos and the Rabbi Meir. The Sefer of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yom HaChulin and Ma'isa Kadodininu. That the Mishnah skips the step. It goes from Prushin, talking about Chulin, straight to Eichle Truma. Why did it talk in between about Ma'isa Sheni? Mashma Prushin and Ma'isa Sheni are the same thing. Chulin and Ma'isa Sheni have the exact same Kedusha. The only thing that's above Chulin is Truma. That's like Rav Meir Shita. So Chulin says Kasha like Reisha Rabbonin v'Sefer Rav Meir. The Reisha of our Mishnah comes out according to Rabbonin, and the Sefer goes according to Rav Meir. It's not Mestavu like that. Tumor says, in yes, there's no Kashi in Echonami. What's so schwer? Reisha Rabbonin v'Sefer Rav Meir. That's what you have to say. The ratio of our Mishnah that makes a difference between Chulin and Ma'isa Sheni goes according to Rabbanan Shita, that Ma'isa Sheni has more Kedusha than Chulin. And the Sefer that skips straight to Truma, but Mashma Ma'isa Sheni is the same Darga as Chulin, goes according to Rav Meir Shita. Rav Acha Barada says no. Masnala b'Sefer Chomesh Ma'alas. Enochnam, he puts in something to the end of our Mishnah. Because the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, that Avada Ma'isa Sheni is different than Chulin. And in the end of the Mishnah it says, Big Day Prushim, he was Goris Medris Lioichle Maisa Risheni. And then Big Day Maisa Sheni have a Medris Lioichle Truma. That's where he was Goris. He put in this chiluk between Chulin and Maisa Sheni into the Mishnah. So there are five chiluki, and then it's very good. The old Mishnah goes according to the Meir Shita. Goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. That the difference between Chulin and Maisa. Omar Rav Mori, Rav Mori says, Shema minif mir, we have a proof that chulin shenasu al tairas hakodesh. If somebody wants to eat all the chulin in his house, it's regular bread, it's regular apples, regular food that he has in his house. He wants to be machmir upon himself, like he's a kohen that sometimes eats kachim, and he knows when he eats kachim, he has to be very nizer to have a lot of kedusha, a lot of taira. So he wants to be used to it that all the food he eats in his house, he eats with the exact same amount of shmira as if it's kachim. As if it's Hegdish. That means Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh. Somebody that when he's eating his regular Chulin, he's knowing as if it has a Kedusha like Hegdish, and he watches it from Tyra the same way he watches Kachim. The Loch is Kedush Domi, Enechonami. Such a din has a Loch like Kachim. Shrashi, Shenasu Ataras HaKadosh. Odom Harogo Lecho Kachim. A Kain that's Rogo Tid Kachim. So what should he do sometimes? He's Makabal Olav, he accepts upon himself, Lecha Chulin B'Tayrus HaKodesh. even the regular food that he eats the weekday, he also accepts upon himself only tida b'tayra as if it's kochim. That everybody in the house should be used to making everything b'tayras hakodesh. So everything he eats is b'tayras hakodesh. So that has a loch like kochim, and it has a good shmira as if it's shomer mamish for kochim. So Mar says, "Mimai, what's the proof in our Mishnah? Like we'll soon see it's a machlokes. That's why he wants to say for now Mishnah t'mashim meritzka kochim." So Mar says, "First of all, Mimai, where's your proof for now Mishnah is called to kochim?" So Mar says, "Midloy katoni bu milo." Since it doesn't say any milo, Rashi midloy katoni bu milo. Lema, why does it say like this? Big day perushim oichlin chulein betayros chulin medris liyochel chulein betayros hakodesh. Why didn't say this difference? That a porus that watches his chulin, just betayros chulin, his begodim is tumas medri for somebody that eats his chulin betayros hakodesh. Why didn't you say this difference? Shemamina bechlal kodesh shem no, it's mamish bechlal kochim. The atonah le kodesh is that you're machmir upon your chulin le kodesh is not just tam a maila, but it's mamish the same madregas kochim. And kochim the Mishnah says that's why it doesn't say another case here. That's a raya mamish has a locha like kochim. Mora says, no, v'dilma, maybe not like that. V'dilma haida lo katoni bu maila, the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say a special maila about somebody that eats his own chulin, betairas HaKodesh, because di domi l'truma hatoni truma, like a monashach. Even if you want to tell me it doesn't have the chumra like mamas kochim, but it has some type of a chumra. What type of a chumra does it have? If it has like truma, the Mishnah says truma. V'domi l'chulin hatoni l'chulin. Like whatever it's like, the Mishnah said already that case. So that's why it doesn't. That's why it doesn't bring it down. Not the pshat is that mamish if you know chulin b'tayrus hakodesh is kehegdish dami. No, it doesn't have the same much shmirah kedusha as oichli kachim. But whatever kedusha has, the Mishnah already said it once. That's why it doesn't say it by itself. It's not because really we learn like this. Or the Tanya we learn like this. Chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh. Somebody in his own house, any chulin, any regular food that he eats. He's makabel upon himself. He's going to be knowing as if it's kachim, and only going to need a b'tayrus with b'tayra. Is harei hen kachulin. Tanakama says it's kachulin, nothing more. Doesn't have any kedusha to it. It's only kachulin. That's all. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok Omer, harei hen ketruma. Such a chulin has a locha like truma. It has the tayra of truma. So you see clearly, it's a machlokes if it's kachulin, if it's ketruma, and you want to say it's kachim, but you have no proof for now. Mishnah is kachim. Because if it's something else, even if it's chulin, or it's chulin, even if it's chulin, or like truma, the Mishnah said those two cases already. So there's no kasha why the Mishnah didn't say another case. So Mozdela Misseifa, bring your proof from the Seifa of our Mishnah. Ela Misseifa. Seifa says, Yoisi ben Yoezer ha yechosit shebekuna. He was a chosit of every chosit of a koyim. Voisi mitfachasoi medris lakodish. His matfachasoi, his hand towel, that he washed his hands on, had a tumas medrash negate the summit, he kodesh. And Vaita, the Mishnah says, that Yoichnan ben Gudgoda, ho Yoichel atayrus hakodesh, kol yomov, he used to eat everything atayrus hakodesh, this is the Raya, he used to eat everything atayrus hakodesh, even his chulin, he ate patayrus hakodesh. For Yisrael matvachosoy medrash lechatis. And the Mishnah still says that his hand towel, Yishno is tomei for somebody that wants to touch mechatis. So mashmawat lechatis in, it's only tummy for someone that wants to touch the mechatis, because the mechatis has more kedusha even than kochim. But lakodesh loy mashma for somebody else that wants a mamish eat bosa kochim, he's not tummy. So mashma even though Yochanan ben Gudgoda was eating his chulin b'tayrus hakodesh, we say it's called the good tayrus hakodesh, and it's mamish called kodesh tor for regular kochim. That if somebody else that wants to eat mamish kochim, he's allowed to eat it even though he's touching his begodim. So you see, if you accept upon yourself to eat your chulin the kodesh, it has a loch as if it's kodesh, and the tyra you give it is called a good tyra. It's called a good tyra even for kochim mamish. So that's the raya from the safe of the Mishnah, from Yechidim ben Gudgoda. So verses again, loy, maybe there's no raya. Al muk so, in Chatis in the Kodesh Lok. The Gemara says, "Yeah." So Alma, we see from here, it's good. It's a good raya. Ksava that chulin shenasa teres a kodesh dami. It's called kodesh adami. So in the comment, that's the maskana here that this teres hakodesh is kodesh dami. Omer Rabbi Yonasan ben Alosan. Nofla ma'afrosoi hemenu. What happens if your suda, your hat fell off? Trashy suda, your handkerchief, any type of clothing you had fell off. You were wearing something and it fell off, fell to the floor. And Omer lachaveru tanoli. Yes, your friend, please give it to me. For Nostalan, he gave it to you, Tameya, Shnotz Tami. Trashy Tameya. For Yafilu Zet Torah, even though that person that picked it up is Torah. Lokam Forish Timer, Chazoke, Noda Mishama, Mashabiat Chaveru. Question is why, if the person picked it up is also Torah, why do we say clothing becomes Tomei? And the Torah says the Chazoka, that a person does not watch something that belongs to his friend from Tumah V'Taira. Lefika, Chulo Sham Rabiat Chaveru. When your friend picked it up, he did not watch it. The Gamzer Shanostalar Lehoya Chasta Sharmroy. The Memra Makivan Sharmali Tnoli, Vuen Yodeyim Tomyani Yim Tor, Lechosta Tarosoi. Vieshkan Hesachadas, O Lamachmirim Betairos, Havi Hesachadas Tuma. Whoever wants to be Machmir Betairo, a Hesachadas makes a Tuma. Anytime you take your mind off watching it for Tairo, it automatically becomes Tuma. See, when you tell your friend to pick it up for you, to give it to you, your friend thinks, like Monashach, you don't know if I'm Tommy or not. So by you asking me to give it to you means you don't care if it's Tommy or not. So therefore the guy picking it up also is Mesiach Das. Stops thinking about to keep it Torah. So therefore it's called the Hetzach Das. Therefore the beggar is Tommy and you have to be Mitzvah before you use it. Omer Reb Yonasan ben Amram. Nischalfu loy kelim shel Shabbos v'kelim shel Chol. Let's say you got mixed up. Your Shabbos clothing got mixed up with the weekday clothing. Shrashi means kesava lito v'godr shachol. For not to Shabbos means you want, it's in the middle of weekday. You want to get dressed up. So you thought you're taking the weekday clothing. And by mistake you took your Shabbos clothing. It's called nischalfu loy kelim shel Shabbos v'kelim shachol. For lotion, you put on your Shabbos clothing. Nitmo, you know they also become tummy now. Rashi says kosaka baite chashto tisvirulei. If you watch something, go see, you thought your clothing was weekday clothing. Later, when you find out it's Shabbos clothing, it doesn't help the shmira you made for it. So it's again, it's like a hesek hadas, and your Shabbos clothing becomes tummy. I will soon see. Omer Reb Loza Reb Sadik. Maisa, what's happened? A story. Bishtei Noshim, my two ladies. Chavei Rois, two Choshiva ladies. Shenischalfu lehem keleim veisamerchas. They both went to the bathhouse. And they changed their dresses. Obol myself name Rabbi Kiva. Now they ask Rabbi Kiva, what's the locha? Our dress is tummy or not? V'timon, and he made a tummy. This will be good, like we learned before. Since it's not your clothing, or else here, you had in mind, you thought you're watching your own clothing. And then it comes out, it wasn't your clothing, but somebody else's clothing. The tyrant does not help. And we say it's a hesek hadas, and it's tummy. Mask of law, Rabbi Shiel, lemayativ so. Let's say you put you into the basket to get out bread, wheat bread. By mistake, you took out barley bread. You want to say now this barley bread becomes tummy, because it's not what you thought. You thought you took chulin, yechitin, and now you took barley. It's called like esek hadas. Maybe you tell me true, and echnami. You only have a shmira for what you think it is, and if it is that. But if you think it's something and it's something else, that's not called a shmira, it's hesek hadas, and it's tummy. For the more of a tanya, we learn like this. Ha-misham, a-res-achov, somebody watches a barrel, v'cheska shuyayin. You think what's in the barrel is wine. V'nim tzishol shem, and it comes out later what's inside it was only oil. Yishno toiro militame. You see it's tor? So you see, even though it's the wrong thing, what you thought, still, since you watched it from Tyro, from not to become tummy, we say it's called a good shmira. You see, even though you think of the wrong thing, still it's called a good shmira. For the Gemara, the time according to your time, aim is safe. What does the sefer say? The asura milecho, but you're not allowed to eat it. Is the kasha mai? Why can't you eat it? Mamanashach, if you tell me now it's called a good shmira, so why can't you eat it? On Rabbi Yirmiya, b'yayma, we're talking about the case, shematiyah midover hametamo, v'loy midover apostle. I watched it from something that should not be metamorit. It doesn't have tumah means if you touch it, you don't become tummy. Nothing touched it to make it a tumah to metama something else. But I did not watch it, the dover apostle shouldn't touch it. In other words, maybe in itself is postle. Postle means you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the case. Not because you didn't realize what it was, the shmira is not a good shmira. Even though you thought it was wine and really it was something else, the shmira you made was good. But we're talking about what type of a shmira that you did. You only watch it, let's say, from an avatumah. He made sure something does not touch it that would be metamorit, that if you, something touches that, that also become tame. That for sure didn't happen here. Therefore, if you touch it, you're still torah. But if you want to eat the food, we say, no, that much he didn't watch it. He did not watch it from a paisley. For the Gemara, Mika to Yerusal, a palgrin, is such a thing as watching halfway? And yes, there is such a shmuel at that. For Tanya, we learned like this. You put your hands into a basket. You put the basket on your shoulders. And you have a fork inside the sal. For you believe, by Allah sal, you had in mind only to wash the basket. For how you believe, Allah McGrath, you didn't have in mind to wash the fork inside it. Allah, where is our sal? Torah McGrath, told me, and Echonami. The sal that you had in mind to wash from Tumor remains Torah. But the McGrath of the fork that you not have in mind to wash is Tommy. How sal Torah? Yeah. For the Gemara, Titma McGrath for the sal, Mamonashach. Why is the sal so Torah? If you tell me now the McGrath is called Tumor, why doesn't the McGrath of the fork be Matam of the sal? Gemara says, and kli matam kli, that's not a kasha. A kli itself cannot be matam another kli. The magreif, even though the magreif of the fork inside the basket is tamei, but a fork cannot be matam another kli. For the gemara of tamei masher b'sal, good, it can be matam another kli. But let's say there's food inside the basket, the chur of this fork should be matam of the food. On the ravine, you know what the case is talking about. B'yoyme shemativ midover shematama. Again, v'lov midover apoisloi. Again, the same thing. You see, you can watch it halfway. I watched even the fork from something not to be matamra to matamra something else. But that it itself shouldn't become tum, I didn't watch it from. So therefore, my grave itself is no good, but the food inside it for sure is tor. Nothing touched anything there that would be matamra something else. So the Imam Mikol Mokum Kasha, I call upon him back to our Kasha, there's such a svara, if you watch it for something else, does the Shemiri help or not? We have a stira. V'yoyd Moisiv Rabba Baravu. He has another kasher also. That Moisiv B'shachat, there was a story with one Isha, she bought Safne Rabbi Shmuel, came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. V'yomerloi said to him, Rabbi, Begid Zer Rakti V'tayra. No, I wove this Begid with Betar, B'tayra. So how you believe in the Shema B'tayra? But I did not have a mind to watch it B'tayra. Or Metoich B'dikus, Shoye Rabbi Shmuel Boitko, and Sechurish was saying, Steve with the Gazachin. She's saying it's Torah, but I didn't have a mind to watch it that it was Torah. So Rabbi started to be boidikot and ask a lot of questions to see if it's really Torah or not. When Mitaych Bediko showing Rabbi Shmuel Boidko, Armullah, she said like this, Rabbi,
Nida Moshko imi bichevel.
My friend, the Nida, she was with me. In other words, you see, she didn't watch it. Since she didn't watch it, Seinech Nami, the whole thing has become Tommy. It's no good. And oh, Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. Shoyimrim believable the Shomrei Tor and believable the Shomrei Tomei. Well, the Chum said it's very good. If you have in mind to watch it, that's called a good Shmira. But if you don't have in mind to watch it, you can talk Hankus Mogan to say it's Tor, and it, maybe it's not Tor, like here. She thought it was Tor, and Lamaisti, after asking the questions, they found out their old friend Anita was touching it. So you see, it's Tomei. So Kitsi, you see, you have to have believable, you have to have a mind to watch it, then it's good. If you don't have a mind, it's no good. And Shuv Ma'aseh B'Shach Hashem Ozal Rabbi Shmuel Omer LaRabbi Mapa Zer Rakta B'Tayra. This handkerchief I made B'Tayra. Floy Hoya Believe the Shurim. Again, I didn't have in mind to watch it. Umetayach B'Dikah Shem Rabbi Shmuel Boitko Omer LaRabbi Nima Nifse Koli V'Kashata B'Peh.
So the string broke and I tied it together with my mouth. Like Rashi explains, her mouth, like she was still a nida, she wasn't tovel, and the roik of her mouth is tummy. So the roik, the spit was on the thread, and therefore the thread still has tumor on it. So you see, Lamaisa, this mapa is tummy.
Dossi, and she'd been tovel to the nida, she's still tummy. So Bekitza, she was matam of the thing. And again, Omer Bishmuel, Kam Gedolim Divrechom, how great the Divrechom are, Shayoim and Belibo, Lashayim and Torah, and Belibo, Lashayim and tummy. That if you have in mind to watch it, that's good. If you don't have a mind to watch it, no matter what you say, still it's no good. So more like this: Bishleim of the Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Tzadik Kol Achas Viachas Emeris Chavarti Eishes Amoritz O Masicha Daito Mino.
Again, his case before was the case of Maisa B'Shtei Noshim Chaverus She Nischafu Lem Kleim Beveis Hamerchutz. The two ladies that were choviv, in other words, they did watch Betayra, they mixed up their clothing in the Beis Hamerchutz. So he still says that the locher is the clothing atami. And the reason is because they're afraid each one figured that the other one was an Eshes Hamoritz, that she does not care whether her clothing is tummy or not. Therefore, each one did not watch the clothing. Since they did not watch it, it's called Mesicha Daitamineh. They gave up hope from watching it. Therefore, it's good while the two dresses are tummy. Then the Gemara says, Ulareb Yenesim Ben Amram Nami. According to his case, again, that you wanted to take Big Day Choyol, and by mistake you took your Shabbos Begodim, Nami, Kivon de Kenlam de Shabbos, Ovid Lu Shmira Tfei, since usually for Shabbos clothing, you watch them much more than they say Tor, is Mesicha Daito Mino. Since you thought you're taking weekday clothing right now, you did not watch it as good as you would watch the Shabbos clothing, therefore these Shabbos clothing now are like Tommy. Therefore, it's good you did not have enough shmira for the way it was supposed to be. And the Rashi says it's considered kein beliba in the shomram dummy. It's considered like you did not have in mind to watch it. Therefore, it's good that now that you took the Shabbos begodim, but you thought really the big dechil, it's good why it's still tummy. But the Gemara is though elo le Rabbi Yonason ben Elazar neved lehu shimor biyode dechavrei. Again, his case was that Nafla Mafrosa Himenu, let's say your hat falls off, or your shirt falls off, and you tell your friend, please pick it up and give it to me. So he said it becomes tummy. The question is why? Why don't we say now, Neved Lushimur Biyode de Harvard? Like, why don't you say, you watch your friend the way he picks it up, you're watching it that it should not be Mekabotuma? So my answer is, Omer Reb Yechanan, Chazoko, Ein Odo Mishamer Masha Biyad Chaveroi. A person does not watch well something that's in your friend's hand. Even though it belongs to you and it's magay to you, if your clothing will become tummy or not, but since now it's fell off you, and your friend is the one that's picking it up, it's biyad chaveira right now, it's not enough for shemira. There's a nyanim of the rabbonim that you have to watch it very carefully, that's not called a good enough shemira, and therefore the rabbonim that has a din tumor, it's like you were mesiach das, not to watch it well enough. So this the Gemara asks, is that true? Veloy, is that veloy? The person doesn't watch what's in his friend's hands. For Tanya, we learned like this: Hareisha hoya chamorov opoyalov etunim tyrus. You have chamorov means your people that drive your donkeys for you, or opoyalov stam your workers. And Rashi says the Amorites that they are carrying for you your tyrus. You have tyrus. Rashi goin yain bechovius shacheris. They're carrying your wine for you in an earthly keli. They're not touching what's inside. The lach of a kli cheris is an earthly kli. It's not makabel tum if you touch it from the outside, only if you touch it from the inside. So therefore you have your workers, the amaratzim, they're carrying the barrels, but as long as they do not put the hands inside the wine, it's still tor. So the Bryce says like this, that afa pi shehiflag mehen, even though you went away from them more than a mil, like you're not watching them, still tyros of tyros. You should know your tyros, you like truma, in this barrel of wine, is still tor. Let's say you told them, lechu, you go down the road. Vani ovi achreichem, I'll go after you. In other words, you come out like telling them, you're not going to be with them. Is kivin shenis almo ein of mehen, as long as they went far away, that you cannot see them anymore, then we say tyros of Timaeus. Then we have to be afraid, no, maybe they touched it, and your tyros takaro atomi. So Pashat Rashi says the chilik that on the ratio, you did not tell them that you're going away, so therefore they're afraid that you're always going to watch them, and therefore they do watch it. So you see wine that's biyad chaver, it's in your parlor, maybe your worker's hands, is considered watched. But since they think that you're watching it, you could watch something that's in somebody else's hand. So you see, it's called a good shmira. So Gemara asks Nostam, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference? So Rashi says, really, you shouldn't be goristic, because we understand a very good difference. In the Reisha, you didn't tell them you're going away, so they're afraid, it's called you're watching them. And the Seifa, you told them you're going away, they're not afraid. So Rashi says not to be goristic, but if you want to be goristic, the kasher is like in the Reisha. If you're telling me now that is something biyad chaveru, you can't watch, here we see now that the balabos could watch his wine, even though it's biyad poelov, it's in his worker's hands. So Gemara says, Om Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Reisha b'metaya chamorov upoelov lakach. Like Rashi said, the teretz is that really something that's in your friend's hand, a person doesn't watch. If you had to watch it, it wouldn't be good. For here we're talking about these workers that you have, even though they're Amorites, before you took them to work to carry this wine, you made sure they went to the mikvah. So you made sure your workers are tor. That's why in the Reisha it's tor. There is not the pshat, you have to watch it, but they themselves are tor. That's the slosh. I'm Rav Yitzchak Nafchom. Reish at the beginning we're talking about b'metayeh hamora v'poyer livlokach, that before you took these workers, you made sure they're tor. That's why it's tor. For the Gemara, Yehoch, if that's the case, Sefer Nami, Abizai the Sefer also, that the same workers, the workers are tor, so what do I care if you tell them you're going to go? They're not going. You're not going to be here. Why do we say it becomes tummy now? Even if they touch the wine, still it should be tor, because they went to the mikvah. So Gemara answers like this, Ein amoretz makbid al magor chaveri. The pshat is true. They themselves are tor. But since they're an amoretz, they don't care if somebody else touches the wine. So therefore, in the sefer that you said go, and like they think you're not around anymore, so when you can't see them anymore, they're not afraid to let somebody else come and touch it. So even though they are tor, we have to be afraid, maybe they let their friend touch it. If so, Reishanami, the Reish also should be afraid, even though they're tor, maybe they let their friends touch it. So Gemara says, Bebolehem derech aklaksun. Rashi says it means that you're going on the side road, and any second you could pop up. So in other words, they're afraid. Like Rashi says, Keshiyachu lobulam pislim. Derech aklaksun, shleyevin hukach, techiliminei. They're always afraid. They think you're right next by, right next door, even though they can't see you. But they think any second you could come in to check on them. Therefore, in the ratio, for they themselves to touch it, we're not afraid. They're tor. Either let maybe their friend touch it. They're afraid to let their friend touch it because they know you could come in and watch any second. For the Umari Hochi Sefer Nami, the Sefer also, let's say they're afraid not to let anybody else touch it. Does the terrorists know? Kiv in the Yom Alhu. Luchu, since you told him, you go ahead. Vani avi achreichem, I'll come after you. Is mesach samche datayu. Is mismach samche datayu. Means like they're at ease right now. They don't care. As they think that you won't see. So therefore they're at ease. They don't have your, they're not afraid of you. Therefore we have to be afraid. Maybe they're going to let their friends touch it. And their friends are amaratzim, that are tummy. Therefore the chav yis is tummy. But enochanami, we're back to the original Yisrael. We said the chazaka could be true that if you have your chveitz in somebody else's hands, your shmiru doesn't help. A person chazaka, a person doesn't watch what's biyad chaveri. Right? Hadron alecha ein dorshin.